Welcome, welcome, wonderful listeners, to another refreshing episode of Cosmos and Commerce. Sip, savor, succeed. I'm your host, Janice Francis, with RE/MAX Connection Realtors and The Humble Crate, and I'm here with my co-host,
Shell Cook with Body Ache Escape Massage Center.
And today we're about to embark on a journey that's as delicious as it is inspiring. So grab your favorite drink, get cozy, and prepare to sip on some valuable insights. Today, our guest is none other than the effervescent Danielle, the mastermind behind Ruby Joy, a clothing oasis where style and inclusivity reign supreme. We're diving into her journey, her tips for fellow business owners, and of course, the secret ingredients she uses to infuse boundless fun into her entrepreneurial endeavors. So whether you're a budding entrepreneur, a fashion enthusiast, or someone who loves a good Cosmo, this podcast is tailor-made for you. Get ready to sip on inspiration, savor the wisdom, and set yourself up for the sweet taste of success. Because here on Cosmos and Commerce, sip, savor, succeed, the only thing we're serious about is having a seriously good time. Stay tuned, dear listeners, as we delve into the vibrant world of business and pleasure with our remarkable guest, Danielle of Ruby Joy Boutique.
Woo! Welcome, Danielle. We are happy to finally have you on.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
For our listeners, Janice and Danielle and I are in a little mastermind together with our local Pickerington Chamber of Commerce. We've been meeting monthly for, I don't know, like 6 months or so to talk business strategy and connect with other local business owners. It's been a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, Janice, you want to start us off with the questions?
Yeah. Danielle, can you tell us a bit about yourself and how you started your journey as an entrepreneur?
I'm Danielle. I have four kids. They range in age from 8 to 16. So we have a busy life. And I went to school to be a teacher. I quickly learned that the traditional classroom wasn't a great fit for me. And I stopped teaching when my oldest was born after just a couple of years. And then I think like a lot of moms, I lost myself in motherhood for a while. We had four kids in 8 years, so it was a lot at times. And we were young and my husband was working all the time, trying to build his career. So I needed something that fit in our crazy schedule. And I fell into this multi-level marketing thing, but it brought me to where we are now. So that really propelled me to be where we are now.
So what inspired you to establish Ruby Joy Boutique? And how did you come up with the concept of a size inclusive clothing boutique?
So I've been in the business now for over 8.5 years, 7 of which were with a different company, and they were size inclusive. And so I built up my customer base with women from all over the country of all sizes. And then when I moved into the independent boutique world, I was like, how do you say no to half your customers? The average American woman is like a size 12, 14, depending on which statistics you're looking at. So I can't imagine creating a space that I love that every other woman that walks in the door, I say, nope, not for you. That's, we're not going to do that here. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. And I guess it was always, I've been thinking about it a lot lately. It's so silly, the Barbie movie. But yeah. I grew up playing with Barbies. And my daughter, so I have an 8-year-old daughter. She plays with Barbies very differently than I played with Barbies. Her Barbies are always like missing limbs and are naked and like their hair is destroyed. And I like, oh, it makes me cringe because all I did with my Barbies was like dress them, redress them, do their hair, make outfits for them. I remember learning how to like sew little outfits for them, bedazzling their outfits. And so I always loved it. I just didn't know it was an option. When we were kids, no one was talking to us about starting your own business as a job option. Do you know what I mean? I feel like it was like, you can be a doctor or you can be a teacher or you can be an established thing. It wasn't like talked about that you can create your own things. Yeah. I volunteer teach entrepreneurship classes for kids through JA. It's really interesting from kind of the other.
Junior Achievement?
Junior Achievement. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So I volunteer in the schools here and teach that, which is entrepreneurship for kids. And I just think no one was talking to us about that when we were kids. No one was saying like, no, you can start your own business. it wasn't, you know, conversations. It's interesting now to talk to kids about that.
I love that you do that. That's awesome. What are some of the challenges you faced when starting Ruby Joy Boutique and how did you overcome them?
You all know.
I think I know.
Tell our listeners.
These two are very familiar with the challenges we faced along the way. We were delayed in building. So we're in a new build. And we opened 11 months after we were originally supposed to. Yeah. So that was super struggle. It took a lot of like patience and I would say almost grit to stick with it, even though it was just not happening and the things were not falling into line the way we had hoped that they would.
It's like, is this a sign?
Yeah, the stick with itness that people talk about, just keep going. And I guess 8.5 years in now, I've learned you really have to be willing to pivot and come up with a new plan, because we kept thinking this thing was going to happen and then it got kicked down the road. We have to figure out some way to make it work in the meantime. So
in the meantime, your garage is filled.
It was so full.
I know.
It was completely ridiculous because I'm gathering things to fill a storefront with.
Yeah.
Mannequins and tables and display things and mirrors. And
yeah.
It was.
Oh my gosh.
Fine.
Could you?
It's fine.
Yeah. Share with us a pivotal moment or decision that significantly contributed to the success of your boutique.
I was thinking about this last night, and I think really the big difference for me was when I started to open up about like real life shit. Am I allowed to say shit on your podcast?
Yeah.
It's like when you get real about your life and stop worrying about making like a pretty Instagram, that's when people can really connect with you. I'm the face of my business. I have been since the beginning. I'm thankful now to have some great employees that help share that role, but people know me and that's why they shop with us. There's a million options for boutiques online and why would they shop with me over anyone else? And I think it's because I've worked to create that connection. Just, I have ADD and I have anxiety and I have 4 crazy kids schedules. And like when you start just being real with people about all that stuff, they can get to know you more than just this place I can buy clothes.
Relatability. They can relate. Yeah. What values or principles guide your business approach, particularly in terms of size inclusivity?
Inclusivity. Are you already having a Cosmo?
No. I know, right?
A little early for that, Janice. Do you see me? I'm still coffeeing over here. Yeah. Values and principles. So I guess as far as inclusivity, that's who I am in life in all facets. It's not just about sizes for me. Inclusive in all the ways. And treating other people, not the way you want to be treated, but the way they want to be treated was a thing that I learned a while back, that I try to live that in all facets of my life. So why would it be any different here in this store? That to me, it's like such an extension of me and community building that I really want that to shine through for everybody.
That's awesome. Running a successful business requires a lot of dedication. What do you consider your top 3 pieces of advice for aspiring business owners?
One of the things that I learned, and I am going to forget the author's name, I saw do a presentation, but he talked about your no misses. For me, he was giving the example of that he was on a flight and everybody was complaining because the food service was bad or there was turbulence or whatever. And the pilot said, we've been coached that our no misses are to get you to your destination and to land the plane safely. Like all that other stuff is extra stuff, right? Those are the no misses for us. Drink service is great, but if drink service doesn't go well, we can live with that. We can't live with not landing the plane safely, right? So when you're talking about your no misses, like the things for me that I will not compromise on in my business, and for us, that's our family calendar. We always prioritize that and make it a point to be at the things that matter to the kids. And we will work our work schedule around that always. So that's always a no miss for me, is prioritizing our family calendar. So if I figure out your no misses, already talked about it a little bit, but learning along the way, I think people sometimes think a thing is going to be one way and that's how it's supposed to be. You've got to really, when you own your own business, be able to like happily take a different path and figure out that path, right? When I started this business, live selling online was not a thing, right? We created that in the last 7 or 8 years. So we had to learn how to sell things on camera to people across the country. That was like a completely new thing when I started, and I was at the forefront of that. So you think I'm going to have parties at people's houses and I'm going to go to vendor events and that's the way this is going to be. But then suddenly it's this totally different thing, and you can't fight stuff like that. You have to be able to like move along and figure it out. And I enjoy the challenge of figuring out a new way of doing things. So I think being willing to learn along the way. And then another one that's really important for me is to just lead by example. I don't really know any other way to be. I'm not good at faking it. Ask my best friend, will tell you. I think I wrote that down, that I have a story to go along with that, maybe on a different question. I'm not good at faking stuff. I don't know any other way to be than authentic. I think that shows through and helps to lead by example. Like I wouldn't do things a different way if it didn't feel real to me.
Yeah.
So my staff learns the way things are done because I do it that way and I show them that way. So leading by example is important.
Okay. Yeah. Those are all awesome.
I feel like I'm doing all the talking.
That's how it's supposed to be.
That's a new answer.
I like your background, Janice. I just noticed.
Yeah. She looks like she's in Italy, huh?
I am.
Yeah. Size inclusivity is a unique aspect of your boutique, like we talked about already. How do you ensure that your customers feel welcomed and represented?
Yes. I already mentioned, depending on which study you look at, average American woman is a size 12 to 14, which in boutique sizing is a large. The way buying clothing works is you buy either a regular pack, which, by the way, that word's gross too, but regular sizes are small through large. And then you could buy a plus pack, which is XL, 1X, 2X, 3X. Sometimes it depends on the vendor, which sizes they use. So I only shop with vendors that offer both regular and plus packs, which is hard to find. When I go through like my wholesale marketplace, it's literally 10% of the options that are available in regular. Again, that's gross. I think that's even the word. Right? Like, what is that? What is that message? Size people and the not regular size people. I hate it. It's so gross.
It's and not.
Normal. I don't know how to change the whole industry by myself, but I'm going to keep trying.
One time, Ruby.
Anybody can do it. You can.
Yeah.
Yes. So we just think no person should feel relegated to a rack of bags. That when they're looking through a rack, their choices are the same as everybody else's choices. Why would it be any different?
I love that.
I could go on and on. Mm-hmm.
Maining Gina Boutique involves numerous tasks. Could you share a strategy or tool that has helped you streamline your business operations?
No, not my strong suit. No, streamlining.
Well, you helped me with the price tags.
Yeah.
You.
Okay. So I feel like in my ADD, I need systems. And when I figure out one that works, like I'm good. I stick with it. It's the figuring out what works part that's tricky. Yeah. So tricks that I have, I set reminders for everything. Everything. My calendar is like a list of reminders that Google will yell at me because otherwise I'll forget stuff if it's not written down. And I love my Google Home. I don't care if the government is listening.
I know, right?
I don't care. If it helps me not forget the things, yeah. Being able to like just out loud say, hey, remind me at this time about this thing.
Like go pick up your child so they're not waiting on you for 5 hours.
But yes,
on the curb.
It's a lifesaver for me.
Yeah.
Even to be able to do it hands-free, because even writing it down on a post-it note, if I'm like making dinner and my hands are covered in chicken and I remember a thing, by the time I wash my hands, find a pen, write it, I already forgot. I already lost it. I'm distracted. None of being able to out loud just tell that tool over there to write down the reminder for me is lifesaver. So I use mine.
What's the tool? What's the tool? Just Google Home?
Google Home or Alexa or whichever version you have. We have.
I need to get one.
We have a Google Home because I'm an Android.
Yeah, and me too.
It all syncs on my phone and my Google Calendar and all my reminders and all. That's where all my reminders live. So that's super helpful for me. And then I also have an app on my phone. It's called Stay Focused. And I don't think it's available on Apple, but there's probably something similar. You can set like intervals. So if I scroll Facebook, Instagram, whatever, for more than 5 minutes, it shuts down the app for 10 minutes.
Oh.
So it's, and it brings up a reminder. You can set the reminder to say whatever you want it to say. And it says something like inspirational as the default. And mine is, you have better things to do.
Oh, I love that.
Wasting your life. I'm like, you have actual things you need to do.
I love that. Because you can go down a rabbit hole so quick.
Oh, I'll get lost for hours. After 10 p.m., it turns off. So then I can sit on the floor, on the couch and scroll. But
10 p.m., free for all.
Free for all after that. During the work hours, it like yells at me every 5 minutes. Like, stop it. You have better things to do.
Oh, my God.
That's great. Speaking of social media, it does play a significant role in today's business landscape.
Yeah.
How have you effectively utilized social media to promote your boutique and engage with customers? You do a really good job at this.
Thank you. People tell me that all the time. I'm like, if you would listen to any expert, they all say social media strategy. And I'm like, it's all off the cuff for me. I don't feel like I have any strategy at all other than just being myself. And that goes back to that relatability. I've tried before to schedule posts out or plan my Instagram, what do they call
grid.
It?
Grid.
Grid. And it just doesn't feel real to me when I do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And especially in this business, we have things that sell out, right? So if I take pictures of the 5 new styles we got and I plan out when I'm going to post about them, if it's a week down the road, we're already out of 4 sizes of that thing. What's the point in posting it next? So I have not ever figured out any strategy as far as that goes. It's just being real and posting what feels right to me. But we are super active on social media. It's just become so much second nature. Some people aren't used to being live or speaking to the camera, or I've just been doing it for so long now. It's just share all the weird, quirky stuff and some business stuff mixed in and some personal stuff mixed in. And
I love your videos. I love how, like, you put your hand up to the camera and then it's
the outfit real
you or something like that.
Yeah.
I love that.
I'm trying to get better. That's where all the views are at these days, right? Short form video is what they say.
Yeah. I had a video go viral. Did I tell you that?
No.
I shared a video of a song that I really like, and the band came into town on Saturday at the Ohio State Fair, and I got to see them.
Did they?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Their name is Walk Off the Earth.
Oh.
Shout out. Thanks for getting me 10,000 followers.
Wow.
That was pretty cool.
I love it.
You haven't had a video go viral yet?
I had one reel, I don't know, probably like a year and a half ago that went semi-viral. I did not get 10,000 followers from it, but we were going on vacation somewhere. And every time I would refresh my Instagram, there were like hundreds of likes. And I'm like, what is happening? And then I'd refresh it again and it was the same thing. And I was like, what is going on? It's just this dumb reel I did. I used somebody else's audio, Very Merry Life, who is a great momfluencer on Instagram that I follow. I just reused one of her little clips, and yes, I wish it would have gotten me 10,000 followers.
It's pretty crazy when that happens. It's like,
it was so funny. We're going on vacation. We're just laughing at like thousands and thousands of views.
Something like that.
You got to get on the right trend at the right time, Janice.
Yep. Yeah. Dealing with competition is inevitable in business. So what is your approach to setting Ruby Joy apart from other clothing stores?
The plus size thing really does set us apart. And again, it's important for us. There's one other boutique in town and they don't carry any plus sizes. Most don't. Like I said, it's literally 10% of the offerings for us to even purchase for our customers. Mm-hmm. So it does complicate the buying process. I can't buy everything that I want because I'm committed to only offering size inclusive options. So that sets us apart. And then I just really feel like to me, it's not just a business, and I love planning and participating in all the community events. Even if it doesn't directly bring me sales, that's not why I'm doing it. I'm doing it because I want there to be more to do in our town, right? So yeah. I participated in the event that we had this last weekend. We had a scavenger hunt in the store that has nothing to do with my store, but it's something fun for families to do around town. We had tons of people through mm-hmm. over the weekend that mm-hmm. didn't know we were here. And mm-hmm. if it brings them back another time when they think, I need a gift or a new shirt for this concert, great. But mm-hmm. we do it because we want to build community. So planning events, having classes in the store, those kinds of things, I think, make us different than other shopping experiences.
What's the next class you've got on the books?
We still need to reschedule a hand lettering class.
Like calligraphy?
Like modern calligraphy.
Yeah.
We had one over the summer, but we didn't get a whole lot of RSVPs because summertime, everybody's on vacation or at the lake. So we need to get that one rescheduled. I'm super excited about that one. I was really bummed that we didn't get a lot of signups because I want to learn how to. I watch those videos and it's so satisfying
so cool.
to watch those videos. I'm like, maybe that would be very calming for me. I feel like if I could figure that out.
Yeah.
And then I could have really cute sandwich boards outside the shop.
Yes,
too.
Me
That's
too.
True.
I could figure out how to do it. So we're going to reschedule that one.
Size inclusivity is a core value of your boutique. Can you elaborate on how this commitment is reflected in your product offerings and marketing effort?
Michaela is my employee. She's been with us for almost a year now, and it's a bonus that she happens to be a curvy girl. So having her, we wear a lot of hats in a small business, right? So I'm the model, I'm the orderer, I take out the trash, I mop the floors. We do all the things, and my employees are the same. And having her as a plus size model now, that's just an added bonus to how awesome she is in all the other things. So being able to show my customers, because I'd have plus size customers say, of course that looks cute on you. I'm like,
yeah.
Would you trust me? I've been doing this for a while. I bought it because it will also look cute on you. But now I can say, see, look how cute it looks on Michaela, which I know people really appreciate.
Yeah, I've seen Michaela do some of the social media posts, and social media is a powerful tool for your business. How do you leverage the platforms like Instagram, Facebook to connect with your audience and showcase your products?
I mean, I guess I'm pretty techie. I grew up with a techie dad. Like, we had a computer before everybody else had a computer, and we had the internet before everybody else had the internet because he stole old computer parts from his job and built a computer for us. So I've just always had it, and I guess I'm good at figuring things out. To me, it's all math, and I'm a math brain person. So figuring out how those kinds of inner workings of social media and apps and Facebook and those things work, setting up my website to sync with my Facebook page, eliminating those barriers to ordering for people when they see a picture on my Facebook, they can click on the button and goes right to the checkout or right to my website.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I was able to figure out those kinds of things. I guess that all seems pretty intuitive to me. And I enjoy that part of it, that kind of puzzle of figuring out all those connections.
I love that. I love that. We may have already touched on this with your reel that went viral, but is there a memorable interaction or success story that originated from your engagement in social media?
I think to me, it's just when I do share some of that more vulnerable stuff and customers respond, oh my gosh, I'm so glad to hear. I don't know. I guess I, as messy as I feel a lot of the time, I guess I still put out a pretty put together.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. People say that on my Instagram, right? So then when I get gritty and real about things, they're like, oh, I'm so glad it's not just me. Every time I get one of those messages, I'm like, okay, that feels so good to feel validated and know that I'm not alone either, that the people on the other side are also feeling like some kind of a connection. So I can't think of a specific moment though.
Yeah, but I get that. And a lot of times they'll message you privately and just say,
yeah,
I feel the same way when you're not alone.
Yes.
So what advice do you have for other business owners who would want to build a strong and engaged online community around their brand?
Okay, so this is where I was going to tell the funny story about, I am not good at faking. My best friend of 20 years always teases me still about my bridal shower. So she's the one that's supposed to write down who the gifts are from in the book, right? She was my maid of honor. And she says she remembers me like opening a toaster and be like, thanks for the toaster. And she was like, isn't that the best toaster? You like that she had to encourage me to, you know, how you have to like feign excitement about the things. And you're like, yeah, it's the toaster I put on my registry. Thank you for getting the exact thing I asked for. I don't know how to be fake about that. So she teases that she had to prompt me to fake the excitement over the things I knew I was getting. I don't know how to fake things. I'm not good at it. So it's just about being who you are and letting your mess shine through or whatever it is that people are going to see.
Just be authentic.
Yep.
We're going to switch a little gear and go into some fun topics since we are the intersection of business and fun, Cosmos mm-hmm. and commerce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Balancing work and personal life is crucial. How do you manage to incorporate fun and relaxation into your routine while running a thriving business?
Yeah.
Or do you?
I guess I've learned in the last 8.5 years and just listening to so many other business owners that are so burnt out because they live their business so much that I just refuse to participate in that. This like hustle culture, right? Absolutely, I work hard. I dedicate a lot of time and energy to this, but I refuse to let it be like the center thing in our life. I said before, our family calendar always comes first. I read every day for at least 10 minutes. That's my minimum goal. If all I can squeeze in is 10 minutes or 10 pages, okay, good. But I read every single day. It's really good for me to turn everything else off and just grab a book and sit still and do that. And it usually turns into way more than 10 pages. So that's my selfish getaway from everything else that's on the to-do list, just to sit every day for at least 10 minutes and read my book.
Yeah, I remember coming to your shop for your grand opening and your whole book club was there.
Yeah, I love my book club. Tomorrow night is book club. But I didn't read this book because there's a 22-week wait or something on it at the library and I'm cheap and I will not buy books.
What book?
This is The Personal Librarian is what it's called.
Oh, I haven't heard of that
one. I don't buy books because I don't reread them. I stopped spending money buying books. So I just borrow them from the library and it had a really long wait. So that's fine though. Is book club really about books?
I think that was my question too. Right?
It's more drinks and dinner and gabbing and 5 minutes of mentioning the book.
Yeah. Fun can be an infectious and positively impact a business's atmosphere. How do you infuse a sense of joy and excitement into the shopping experience at Ruby Joy?
So I guess our parties and events they're really fun for me. And I think everybody enjoys them. They seem to do really well all the time. And I try not to overthink it or make it too complicated. Just some balloons, some snacks, some drinks, a little something special. And I guess that's what we try to have in general in the store. We just try to offer something special. You can get a shirt anywhere, but what's the special thing about the things that we carry? So I always try to have special little fun giftables that you can't find anywhere else, a special little something about the items that we have. So I guess that's the fun part for me. And pushing people a little out of their comfort zone with clothes. That's really fun for me. I know what people will buy every time, but would you buy it with a little something more? I know I can sell a basic t-shirt all the time, but it's a t-shirt. What's the special little thing that's just a little step up from like the basic that I know is an easy thing to go for every time.
Do you like help people shop when they're in there sometimes?
Yeah. You can feel people out whether they want you to talk to them or not though. I'm not like the,
for sure.
It's like, how can I help you? But yes, you definitely see people that look lost and you can gauge if they need some direction. Also, women always think they're bigger than they are. Like always. They always pick like a size bigger. I'm like, go down a size. They're like, I don't think so. I'm like, yes. Like you look bigger in that big t-shirt than you are. Go down a size. So,
It's like
we do a lot of that. A lot of coaching. It's hard. And especially women that have lost weight recently really have a hard time seeing themselves as a smaller size. Mm. Like I have a couple friends that have lost 90 pounds, 100 pounds, and they're still buying like 2X, 3X. I'm like, you don't need that anymore. Like,
It's falling off.
But they're used to wanting to hide in their clothes. So pushing them to get something a little more, You're going to look awesome. Get something a little more fitted. You got it. You earned it.
Yeah. As an entrepreneur, what role has pursuing activities you're passionate about played in maintaining your energy and creativity?
When I find myself in a lull in the business, like I have to get off the computer and do something I love about it. Putting together outfits is really fun for me. So if I feel like I've been at my computer all day and I'm stuck and I'm bored and I feel like just drained from it, I'll go put together some cute outfits and post those, or plan a little party, or do a stupid reel on Instagram, because those things are fun, silly, light to me. I guess it's like finding those moments of joy and just redirecting when you're feeling stuck and not finding the joy in it. That's my whole thing. Yeah. That's where Ruby Joy came from. People ask me that all the time. Okay. Where Ruby Joy came from.
Name came from?
Oh,
people
yeah.
People think that's my name a lot. I had somebody come in the other day that she was like, "Hi, Ruby Joy." I'm like, "Danielle, but that works."
Where did it come from?
All the time. So my thing is all about finding joy in just the everyday. I want to find the joy in things. I call them dark cloud people. And that's like the hardest kind of person for me to be around. Just woe is me. Everything is always out to get the...
I call them energy vampires.
They just suck the life out of... I will not be that. I'm going to find something joyful in all... And I'm also not one of those enjoy every moment moms, because some of it sucks. But I'm going to find something joyful in every moment that I can. How about that?
Is your mom's name Ruby then?
No. So Ruby is my birthstone.
Okay.
Joy... Okay. The joy part is, so when you name a business, it has to be completely unique.
Yeah.
Right? Available on social media.
Yeah.
You're not going to search it on Instagram and find a stripper with the same name. Search it on all the platforms. Make sure it's available. Make sure people can spell it. Make sure people can say it. We ran it on Ruby Joy because my thing is finding confidence and joy. And Ruby's my birthstone. That's where
I love it.
Nice.
I like it.
Nice. Could you share an example of an event you've organized that successfully combined both your business goals and a sense of enjoyment?
I need to plan my first anniversary party. It's in 2 weeks, I'm not ready for it.
Spur the moment.
I think we're gonna back that one off a couple of weeks because I'm really not on top of, with school starting this week. That's my main focus, like getting my kids ready and back to school. I just don't think I can throw a party in 2 weeks. I'm not ready for it. So that's going to back off a little bit, but I don't know. My birthday party was fun. Last month we had a birthday party. That was really fun.
Yeah.
You call it a birthday party and everybody will come. We just had little gift bags and, like I said, like balloons and snacks, but it was a great time and we met our goals for that.
Yeah.
Nice.
Very good.
It was a big birthday for you, right? 40.
It was 40.
Happy birthday. Danielle, now that we've delved into your inspiring journey and gained some valuable insights, let's switch things up a bit and go to the rapid fire round.
Okay.
I'll throw some quick questions your way and I'd love to hear your immediate responses. Are you ready?
Yes. I'm going to say yes, but I'm a little nervous. I did not look at these questions ahead of time. I wanted them to be authentic.
Okay. So here we go. What is the book you've most given as a gift or the book that made the biggest impact on you?
Okay, the book I give as a gift the most is a kid's book. I give it to all moms because it was all of my kids' favorite book. It's the 10 Little Ladybugs. It's these like little 3D ladybugs and it's a counting book, but it was all of my kids' like first favorite book, the one that they would go for, grab off the shelf, sat down for, paid attention to. So I give that one to all moms.
I know that book. Yeah.
Yeah. We also have it in Spanish because I speak Spanish.
Oh, so we have it in
Spanish too. I did not know that about you. Okay.
Yeah, it was my minor in college. I taught Spanish speaking kids when I was student teaching. And then my first year teaching was in, high Spanish speaking communities. Huh. I haven't used it much lately.
Me neither. Maybe we should speak to each other in Spanish sometimes.
It's a little rusty. I can still understand more than I can speak. There was a family that was doing the fairy trail this weekend that they were speaking Spanish, and the little girl was whining at grandma, "¿Por qué?" And I was like, "¿Por qué mommy said so?" They were like, "Oh,
What purchase of $100 or less has most positively impacted your life?
Oh, I am a liar. I did look at this one.
It's okay.
Okay, because we're on the business theme, I'm going to say, so I joined the Chamber of Commerce. I think I'm in like 6 or 7 years that I've been a member of the Chamber. And I joined it when I was just a little stay-at-home side gig business. And I think it was $99 at the time for that kind of like level of membership. And I was so nervous to do it. And I thought, I do not belong here. I don't own a real business. So you have that imposter syndrome a little bit. And I remember the first luncheon that I went to, I got sat at a table because I didn't know anybody. And I sat at a table with county commissioners and
intimidating
people. And I thought, I own this like little online boutique thing that I do in my spare time. Like, what am I doing here? But the connections that I've made through being a part of the two of you, for example, I tell people all the time, I would not have this business if it wasn't for having joined the Chamber back then. The support, like no one ever made me feel like you don't belong here. From the first luncheon, I was like, okay, everybody here was actually really great and helpful and kind. And it's just grown from there. And I've made so many connections and learned so much. And I absolutely, hands down, would not have the store had I not done that. And just, yeah, that networking, those connections, feeling validated in what I was doing and like the ability to grow from where I was.
I've had the exact same experience with the Chamber. Yeah, exact same. Yeah.
And we don't have a huge Chamber. I think because I've looked into joining the Columbus Chamber and they have 1,000 members. We're nowhere near the volume of events or opportunities. But what we do have has been so great. I'm like, it's been just, that was definitely a life-changing purchase.
Yeah. We're small but mighty.
As far as the suburb goes, we are more thriving ones around. Yeah.
I think so. I'm in like boutique owner groups and people are always posting like, how do I make more connections? I'm like, join your chamber. They're like, our chamber is garbage. Oh, I'm like, I guess I'm glad I landed here because.
Join the Pickerington Chamber.
Find a different one. I'm like, I don't know what's wrong with your chamber. Ours is great. Find a new one.
That is a case where one person can really make a difference. Yeah, I think if one vibrant person joins the Chamber of Commerce, it can totally change the atmosphere of the chamber. Mm-hmm. Yeah, vibe. Yeah.
Sure. Somebody that's willing to put in the work to make it. Hold it accountable to be more than it is, right?
Yeah, for sure. What is one skill you would like to master?
I was saying time management. Is that a skill? If someone could teach me how to get my life together, that would be great. That'd be super helpful.
Okay.
I think you said good. Calligraphy class, right? I would love to do that. That feels more like talent. I would love to be back right then.
Those are both good.
Yeah.
Danielle, do you believe in the power of manifestation?
Yes. I'm not good at practicing it, though. I'm not great at that.
What was your very first job?
I worked in a dry cleaner. I mean, outside of babysitting, I worked in a dry cleaner.
So did Janice.
Really? I've worked at a laundromat dry cleaner, for That's 4 hours. And then I walked.
I worked there in high school. I worked in a dry cleaner. We were just like a substation. Like all we did was like take in clothes and then they would take them to the other place to like actually dry clean them. And then they'd bring them back to us. So like we were like pick up drop off spot. We didn't have to do the actual like growth spot, sweaty dry cleaning process. But that was my job in high school. When I was 14, it was an actual punch the time clock chunk machine. My kids are like, what? Like, it was like a, you had to get it stamped. You remember those?
Yep, sure do.
When they hired 14-year-olds for real jobs. Nobody hires 14-year-olds anymore.
So what's your drink of choice?
And I drink wine, water, and coffee. Much of it. No, I love margaritas too.
What's your favorite wine?
I'm a sweet wine girl. I like sweet red wines or sangria.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
What's next for Ruby Joy?
Next for Ruby Joy, planning that 1-year anniversary party. I'm looking forward to having a year under my belt. I feel like this year was like a learning experience. I wasn't I haven't been like worried about anything this year that hasn't gone according to plan, because I'm like, it's all new to me, right? I didn't know what the holidays were going to look like, or what January was going to look like, or what summertime was going to look like. Or I'm looking forward to having that year under my belt where I feel like, all right, we've done all these things once. Now we can have a better plan going forward. And yeah, it's September. Mm-hmm. It's basically Christmas in the retail world. Just gearing up for all the holiday stuff coming through the next few months. It goes so fast. The retail calendar is so crazy. It's like once the 4th of July is over, it's like Halloween, Christmas, the year is over. It feels so weird to rush through it like that. But the retail calendar moves really fast after the 4th of July.
It really does. I'm all about fall right now.
And people are eating it up already. 90 degrees outside and people are falling it up. Halloween t-shirts and all the things.
So what message or piece of advice would you like to leave with our listeners, especially those who are navigating their own entrepreneurial journeys?
Do you guys know Simon Sinek? Are you like Simon Sinek's fans? He writes.
Yeah.
I
so
love.
Why?
He's my boyfriend. He's the cutest thing. I don't know how nobody has snapped him yet. Because he is adorable and he is smart. I've seen him present a couple of times. I adore Simon Sinek. Okay, so Simon Sinek says, start with why. It's his like big famous TED talk. And I think it's so key to find the thing you're passionate about. I just don't think anyone can run a business without some like passion movement behind it. Like, how do you keep going when it's hard if it's just a business for making money? Do you know what I mean? For me, it's like how you do anything in this world, right? Like everything I do in my life is like about creating, finding joy and confidence, because I wasn't a confident kid and I didn't grow up in a joyful home. And so that's why I do anything. Like that's how I raise my kids. It's how I interact with my friends. It's how I run my business. Like that big why, I think just has to be true to you throughout anything. I don't know how people without passion for their business keep going. So yeah. I guess that's my, like, find that thing that you're passionate about.
So Danielle, how can our listeners find you?
Okay, so you can find me on Facebook or Instagram at Shop Ruby Joy. You can find me on TikTok. I don't TikTok. My young employees TikTok. I believe it's Ruby Joy Boutique on TikTok. And RubyJoyBoutique.com. And you can find me in the Village in Pickerington, Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, 88 West Church Street. And we're like sweet one.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thanks for the invite. I can't wait.
We have loved interviewing you.
Yes. Hey, thank you.
As we raise our Cosmos-filled glasses, we bid adieu to another delightful episode of Cosmos and Commerce. From Danielle's enlightening journey to her expert business insights and the infusion of pure joy into every endeavor, we've embarked on another flavorful adventure together. Just like the perfect cosmos, success is a blend of unique ingredients, shaken with passion and served with a twist of enjoyment. Remember, fellow Cosmos connoisseurs and inspiring entrepreneurs, you can always quench your thirst for more at cosmosandcommerce.com. There you'll find a galaxy of past episodes, resources, and a stellar community to keep the conversation going. Have a great day.